Hello again, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, and welcome back to Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford here on ChicagoBears.com. We have got a great Week 7 matchup with the Bears entertaining the Detroit Lions at Soldier Field.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.
So let's start with offense, and I love this quote. Run because you can. That's from Lovie Smith during the bye week. He is tethered to the idea that this is a running team, and he wants it to be a team that runs the ball when it wants to run the ball and run it because they can. And when they get off the bus, run to the ball, put it up and get some explosion plays. The beauty is in the balance, and the Bears ultimately want to light up the scoreboard because of a balanced attack. Running the ball against the Lions front seven is not simple. They've taken the run away on first down from teams with a league-leading average of 2.84 yards per carry. This is still one of the areas of needed improvement for the Bears offense. Increasing that percentage of first down runs gaining 4-plus yards is one of the key steps in building the offense. And right now, the Bears are at 36.3%. That's 26th in the NFL. They are still last in the NFL, averaging more than 9 yards to go on second down, but that's improving. Despite Detroit's success stopping the run on first down, they are getting hurt in the passing game on second down, ranking 31st with a defensive quarterback rating of 118.4. It's imperative, no matter what the score is and where the game is at, to play the full 60 minutes against the Lions. They are never out of games because of quarterback Matthew Stafford and the league's best receiver in Calvin Johnson. The Bears are making teams one-dimensional, taking away the run. Number one against the run, 65.8 yards per game. There is no way the Lions are going to run for the 188 they did in their first meeting with the Bears last season. So it puts the game in the hands of Stafford, and he will throw as much as he needs to. NFL Network analyst Marshall Faulk is quoted as saying Stafford, quote, plays at his best when he's trailing. He did throw it 64 times in that second game against the Bears last season at Soldier Field. That was a loss for Detroit. The point is the Bears defense is going to be busy defending the pass, and there will be opportunities to take it away. They have to do it from start to finish, though, against the Lions. And the Bears boast the best defensive quarterback rating in the NFL at 60. While the Lions did look good on special teams in their win over Philadelphia last week, they are vulnerable in kick and punt coverage. Already socked for 4 touchdown returns, they are last in the NFL defending the return, allowing 19.6 on punts, 30th on kickoff coverage, allowing an average of 30.3 yards. So this all sounds good for Devin Hester and his blockers. Hester's punt return average is down from his traditional excellence at just under 8 yards with a long of 23. Opportunities have been there, but he's yet to find the right crease or get the right block to hit a home run. Against the Lions, he just might find it. An improved return game is one of the early season points of emphasis for the Bears, and it not only affects the scoreboard, it affects field position. At home, the Bears 4th in the league with an average starting spot of their own 30, 6th overall in the league with an average start after kickoffs of their own 24. It's on to intangibles, and it's time to make some noise. I mean a lot of noise. Up at Ford Field last year for that Monday night win over the Bears, the Lions fans flat out erupted. It was deafening. One of the loudest road games I can remember. Bears players and coaches agree. That noise fed the beast, so to speak, and the Lions won. The loudest I remember Soldier Field was during that 06 run to the Super Bowl and the NFC title game win over the New Orleans Saints. It's time to replicate that kind of volume and intensity. Emotions are going to be running high in this game anyway, given the distaste between these two teams. Everyone involved is going to be on high alert. It's going to be a physical, intense affair, and nothing would enhance the drama and the setting on Monday night than an orchestrated attack by the best fans in the National Football League. So that's going to do it for this week's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford here on ChicagoBears.com. Be sure to check out Tom Thayer, myself, and our entire broadcast crew on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM, starting with our pregame coverage at 4:30, kickoff at 7:40 from Soldier Field. That's it for this week on Keys to the Game. Thanks for watching again on ChicagoBears.com.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.